Well, he ain't. You never see a guy at the courthouse hunting license, do you? Ain't never see the bull hog down there trying to get at the bull shit. Well, we do that. You ain't never seen a male hog somewhere put aside dragging men coat to make him feed the pigs. The sire run from her pigs just as quick as she run from another hole. Sire can have 20 or 30 pigs and you throw a corn in the pen where it is, and if she can run, she grab it up and run away from her pigs to eat it up. Well, everything else practically bring food to the young ones. Birds are to feed to the young birds. Foxes carry stuff to his young. Bears and lions, they say, drag things to the ground where the young ones is feeding, but a hog can run from behind you. That's something to think about, ain't it?
Sure is.
But when me and you was born, our mothers run with that brush. I mean, something, wouldn't it? You know, they used to nurse people from the breast. You didn't see no bottles and baby food and all that kind of stuff. Now when a baby gets 6 years old, he done cost his mother and dad $2,000.
There's a lot of things different, aren't there? You know, most the rooms in most new houses aren't this tall. How high do you reckon this room is?
About 12 feet. You know, rich people used to build houses, rooms, there's a few old houses with 12 feet walls. And the new maker houses, they cut them down to 8, some 10 feet walls. Now you can take this house and build enough plumb in this house now to build two.
That's right, sure is. In the house that you grew up in, did y'all have a fireplace?
Well, and just
well, the one out by here where you
Oh, that's up. All they had, fireplace. Mm-hmm. Some of them had sticking dirt chimneys. They didn't have bricks. You ain't ever seen that. Is
what's that?
A chimney made out of dirt and sticks.
I just seen those made out of brick.
Now, they that's had all kind dirt, of sticking dirt chimneys and rock chimneys built with dirt.
Is that right?
And the brains would beat and wash. Sometimes you could set fireplace and look out through the chimney out in the yard with that dirt, and the people that keep diving dirt over them holes, they'd make up mud and dive it, and every time them sticks would catch a fire in that chimney, and they'd have to go up on the house and pour water down the chimney to put out them sticks.
What do you call that place in front of the fireplace that sticks out into the room?
What?
You know, that place right in front of the fireplace, it kind of sticks out in the room, or it might be, you know, the front of an old-fashioned stove or something like that.
Well, all I know, they called it the hash. Mm-hmm. Where you rake the fire out of it. Then you take the ashes up out the fireplace, and that's the hash out there where you, the space in the floor there where you set up around, you got to be like that. Mm-hmm.
What do you call those things inside the fireplace that you laid the
fire dogs?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard those called anything else?
I got two in there now.
Is that
you
right?
Ought to look at them.
He's called anything else, Joe.
They didn't have nothing else but rocks.
Is that right?
Sometimes they laid rocks up there and laid the wood.
Yeah, they had rocks.
Oh, we have to.
They laid wood on.
What do you call that thing right up there over the fireplace where that box of matches is?
That they call that a mound. Now that is bolt made.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard